U.S. Healthcare on the Operating Table.
Marketplace Morning Report is produced in association with the University of Southern California.
From American Public Media in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Congress is back in session, and healthcare reform is at the top of the agenda. The Obama administration has been working to get industry support, and this morning, it looks like hospitals have jumped on the bandwagon. Marketplace's Dan Gretsch reports.
Today, Vice President Joe Biden is expected to announce the administration's latest agreement on healthcare reform. The Washington Post reports that the nation's three largest hospital associations have agreed to forego about $155 billion over the next decade. The savings would come from money hospitals would not be paid. Two-thirds would come from lower Medicare and Medicaid payments. The other third would be from reducing subsidies hospitals get to pay for the uninsured. President Obama has argued that all healthcare players will need to sacrifice revenue for reform to fly. Meanwhile, congressional Democrats are trying to craft a bill that will cover the uninsured, get Republican support, and not break the bank. All that before the president's deadline for signing legislation, the end of the year. I'm Dan Gretsch for Marketplace.
Worries that global economic recovery is going to take its sweet time has markets mixed this morning. London's FTSE is up 1%. Tokyo's Nikkei index fell 0.3%. Yesterday, the Dow Jones Industrial Average rose 0.5%. The NASDAQ and S&P 500 both ticked down. Michael Jackson's memorial service will be held here in downtown L.A. later this morning. Jackson's Thriller remains the best-selling album of all time. It sold more than 50 million copies. Bill Wurdy is the editorial director for Billboard magazine. He says we probably won't see an album do that kind of business again.
Stars just don't get that big anymore. It's really hard to imagine that you'll ever see an album sort of come out and have the impact that Thriller had. Media is so fragmented, and there's so many things competing for people's attentions. And so I think it's very difficult to imagine an artist coming out and selling, 45, 50 million copies of an album.
17,500 people got free tickets to attend Jackson's memorial service via an online lottery. Hundreds of thousands more are expected to turn up outside. And that could cost the city of Los Angeles more than $1 million in police overtime alone. But other businesses aren't complaining, as Mitchell Hartman reports.
Fans attending the memorial are expected to pump $2 million into the local economy. That's according to the L.A. Visitors Bureau. Even those who didn't win tickets will find plenty of Michaelabilia around town to spend money on. L.A.'s Grammy Museum is drawing record crowds to its special Jackson exhibit at $10 a head. Spokeswoman Katie Dunham.
Currently we have four of Michael's jackets. We have the jacket that he wore when he received his star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Visitors can take a moonwalking tour of Jackson's Hollywood haunts, and Universal Studios is throwing a huge celebration and souvenir-a-thon at its outdoor mall on Thursday. I'm Mitchell Hartman for Marketplace.
Marketplace Morning Report is supported by ConAgra Foods, the people behind brands like Banquet, Hebrew National, and Peter Pan. More at conagrafoods.com.
Travel is down this summer, and that has airlines looking for ways to bolster the bottom line. Ryanair isn't taking the situation sitting down. It says it's developing a plane with Boeing that has a standing room only space. From London, Christopher Worth has more.
Ryanair says it can cut another 20% off ticket prices by taking out a few aisles and strapping passengers to something like a bar stool. It's not the first wacky cost-saving measure that's come from Ryanair. Earlier this year, CEO Michael O'Leary made headlines by suggesting the airline would start charging to use the bathroom. Howard Wieldon is an analyst with BGC in London. He says O'Leary is all about those headlines.
That's exactly what he wants. It's all about gaining PR. It goes against all safety rules, the thought of people standing or being strapped to a pole or whatever. I mean, it's just beyond comprehension. It really is.
Ryanair says if it's given the go-ahead from air safety officials, it would begin offering standing room on its flights. Even if it is just a publicity stunt, it's not original. Last week, a Chinese airline said it's considering vertical seating. In London, this is Christopher Worth for Marketplace.
One business that's booming, car repossession. Nearly 2 million cars were repoed last year. That industry, though, has also seen an increase in violence. In Alabama, there have been three shootings involving repo men this year. From Birmingham, Alabama, Gigi Duban reports.
Jeff Cash has been a repo man in Birmingham, Alabama for 15 years. Since the recession, he's been a lot busier. On this day, Cash has been working for 38 hours straight. He lives on energy drinks, but he's not complaining.
I mean, the bad economy is good for us. We're like the vultures. You know, they crash and burn and we're over picking our meat and getting our cars and stuff. So.
Cash doesn't need a license to do repo work. He contracts his services out with lenders, but he only gets paid when he delivers the items he's repossessed. Ron Brown is the chairman of Time Finance Adjusters. That's a repossession trade group. He says the recent uptick in repossessions has meant more people wanting a slice of the repo pie, mostly untrained tow truck drivers.
Inexperienced people getting in the business with a perception of what a repo man is compared to, in reality, what a recovery specialist is.
The reality is the profession is becoming more dangerous. Jeff Cash is well aware of the violence that's plagued Alabama repo men in recent months, but he doesn't carry a gun.
You know, you start flashing a gun, and they want to flash their guns, and I'm not all about that. I'm here to make a living, that's it.
Last year, Cash earned $180,000, enough to pay for a radar detector, a laptop, and a GPS system in his tow truck. And he's doing even better this year. But some of that money goes to pay off his sources. Cash just received a tip. One of his informants has spotted a truck Cash wants to locate. For that, Cash pays a finder's fee.
Anywhere from $50 to $500, depends on what the car is.
With the information, Cash pulls into a neighborhood and sees the truck.
There she is.
Arriving at destination on left.
He backs into the driveway, clamps the tires, and lifts it away. Cash heads to the lot, where he'll drop off the truck, and he pockets $250. In Birmingham, I'm Gigi Duban for Marketplace.
And in Los Angeles, I'm Stacey Vanek Smith. Thanks for joining us.
American Public Media.
The world can be a confusing place for kids, and finding the words to explain it all can be tricky, too. Introducing Million Bazillion, a Webby-winning podcast from Marketplace that takes your kids on exciting adventures to answer the awkward and complex questions they have about money. Each week, we tackle hard-hitting inquiries from kid listeners like,
what is a college account and how does it work?
I want to know what unions are and what they are for.
Why does the U.S. have so much gold in Fort Knox and what do they use it for?
Help your kids understand how money fits into the world around us. Listen to Million Bazillion wherever you get your podcasts.